so much. I feel the same way about you. You are so much better than that last crowd, I'll tell you. You are. Have a seat, everybody. Happy first day of October, rabbit. I don't know. Have you heard that you're supposed to say rabbit twice on the first day of the month to bring you good luck? I don't know, I heard that. Anyway, you're welcome. I looked for a cute video of a rabbit to show you, but I couldn't find one. The internet ran out of cute rabbits, so I got a baby goat instead. Look at this.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Happy first day of October, rabbit.
Rabbit. Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4603 of the BFO for Wednesday, the month of October 2025. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. Plus, I've got a couple of voice letters. Big Fanny.
The Anderson family faces its most emotional Christmas on Father Knows Best, Home for Christmas. Starring Robert Young, Jane Wyatt, Eleanor Donoghue, Bill Gray, and Lauren Chatham on The Big Event.
Hello, wrong Christmas. Big Fanny, what was that? Well, you know, the old gal, she likes to decorate for the gay crema, and she loves the Father Knows Best Home for Crema. And y'all, I think I just got them confused there. So, Father Knows Best Home for Gay Crema. Big Fanny, I can only imagine. Yes, all of that. Yes, y'all, it's just, y'all, it just gets worse. Okay. Well, Big Fatty, why don't you just go ahead and get it started? Well, the sooner we start it, the sooner it'll be over. Yes, Big Fatty!
For Big Fatty.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it.
The Big Fatty Technology segment brought to you by Mix Minus. Check them out at mixminuspodcast.com.
Yeah, listen, y'all, right before I started recording the little show, y'all, my cellular telephonic device is going off, going, oh, Big Fatty, your this camera is offline. Oh, Big Fatty, that camera is offline. Oh, Big Fatty, another camera is offline. Big Fatty, y'all, and so I was trying to figure out what was going on, and y'all, my inner tubes are down. And I was like, well, what have I done? Big Fatty, it's always something you did. Well, usually it is. But y'all, I went online to the A2&2 to see if there was an outage in the area. Big Fatty, we don't need anything in your area out. Okay. And at first there was no mention of it, and I tried it again a few minutes later, and y'all, there's an outage. There is an outage in Fat Acres and surrounding areas that they hope to have back up. It's the fiber optic cable. It's out. Anyway, they hope to have it back up and running by 11 p.m. in the evening. Tuesday evening, y'all. If that's when it comes back up, you're gonna be hearing this late because Big Fatty is in a coma by 11 p.m. in the evening. Yes, Big Fatty, some good things come out of it anyway. So y'all, we'll just see how it works itself out. Yes, Big Fatty.
Thank you.
music. It's been so long. It's true. Y'all, talking about the inner tubes just now. First of all, let me just back up. Yesterday, as I was signing off, I said I hadn't heard from the NIP since we got back to Fat Acres on Friday. And y'all, not more than 2 minutes, two minutes after that, y'all, I got a testimonium from him. I've been sick since we got back. That's why I haven't come by. It's like a mild case of the flu or something. Lots of coughing, sore throat, and nasal congestion, yuck. And y'all, just moments after me telling you that the inner tubes are down in Fat Acres, I get a testimonium from the NIP. Is your inner tubes down? I said, yes. They hope to have it back up by 11 p.m. And he goes, 11 p.m.? Oh, my God. Because y'all, he's no streaming. What will I do? And he wants to know if I'm going to Shady Pines. And the answer to that is yes. So anyway, it's a live update on the NIP. Anyway, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, it was a quiet evening here. Y'all, I caught up on all my prior recordings of that Stephen Colbert and Jeopardy. I caught up on all the back episodes of the Jeopardy also. And y'all, and once I had done that, y'all, I just turned on the Monday night sports ball game and watched some of that. And y'all, then I was ready for bed. Y'all, I crawled in the bed. You know, it's nice when it's getting darker earlier. Oh, yes. In fact, y'all, I had my setup so that my lamp here by my chaya, not the special one, but my chaya in the, y'all, what is that? That is some chip and dip and, some caramel popcorn. Y'all, that's the last of the snackettes from Rat World. So, got those in me, and they'll soon be coming out of me. Ready? What was I saying? Y'all, I crawled in the bed about 8:45. And y'all, I felt like Mr. Cackle. But Big Fatty, 8:45, that's late for him. That might as well be midnight. Well, that's probably true. But what was I saying? But y'all slept like a baby. Woke up about 6:20. So I, go to bed early, wake up a little early. But that was okay. It was just fine. And y'all got up, had my brufkas, had a little banana bread toasted with some butter on it, and my coffee, read my e-paper, did my puzzles, and y'all, then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk, did Fat Acres, went to senior size class, did the big circle, came back, and y'all, I've just been watching some things. Oh, I know what I was. I was watching last week's Dancing. And y'all, they had the double elimination this past week. And y'all, they sent that Corey Feldman and the basketball player, whose name I cannot remember to save my life, they sent the two of them home. They've got some really talented folks on there. Y'all, I think the cute boy, the Irwin boy, who's turned out to be hot, y'all, he's really good, too. And y'all, I spent time trying to figure out the inner tube thing and, finally got the message that there was an outage. And that's really pretty much That pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Betty, kind of boring. Anyway, yes.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing.
Big Fatty, yes, Fatty, you'll be back up here. You know, I'm trying to catch up on all these shows. I've just listened to your show from, I think, the end of July, Benjamin Bacon, buying your fridge. Remember that? So long ago now. That's such a great name, isn't it? Wouldn't you have thought that Kathy would have called one of her children Benjamin? Like, it just makes sense. Not Sydney, but, you know, one of the others. Anyway, listen, cue the music. I've got a so-so question.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the future, from the little Aussie battler, Scotty. What you got, Scotty?
Okay, so it's about your fridge that you bought, and I know in America everything is oversized and ridiculously huge, but why the hell are you buying a fridge that is so big you can't fit it through the front door or fit it into your cavity? Which I find hard to believe, because I'm sure your cavity is pretty big. You know, when you're a single man who's retired, I mean, how much food do you have or need to put in a fridge? Okay, that's my question. Thank you for calling.
Dick, I said, y'all, that of course.
Oh,
is,
wait. It just came to me, the answer. It's because you're fat.
Oh, well, y'all, that
would have.
Y'all, that, of course, is Scotty, the little Aussie battler. And, Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And, Scotty, this is not a so-so question. This is an excellent question. And, Scotty, a couple of things. Number one, the fridge I had was nearing end of life, very much like a granny. But anyway, and you know, Big Fatty loves to buy things with the coupon when they're on sale. And quite frankly, I wanted something that had a larger freezer area, because you know I buy up things for right at Fatty's, and yes, Big Fatty, and they all get frostbitten. Yes.
I believe that you have left out a very important detail from your Disney trip, which is the cake that you were going to eat later. Now, we never heard if you actually ate and liked the cake. And in my own defense, I would like to say, I said the cake was worth it, specifically the carrot cake. So I know that the Nip got the carrot cake, but you and Flo and Granny all got something else against my recommendation. And I know that Granny didn't care for hers. I'm curious, though, as to what the rest of the consensus was on the cake bake shop. It's important that I know this because I obviously recommend things to people when they are here, and I want to make sure that I am doing my due diligence and following up on things that I have myself have never eaten. So, I would appreciate an update on that, please. Thank you.
Dick, I say y'all, that, of course, is that Daniel Biba. Daniel, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And, yes, I'll be more than happy to tell you what I thought of the cake. I thoroughly enjoyed. I got the blueberry with lemon curd cake, and it was absolutely delicious. And y'all, it was so rich, though. You can't sit and eat the whole thing at one sitting. And so I ended up having about three different sittings with that. I ended up bringing it back to Fat Acres. So, you know, there was some – it wasn't quite as fresh when I had the third little piece, but it was still very good. Would I spend $22 for a slice of cake again at the cake bake shop? Probably not, but would I recommend everyone try it out at least once? Absolutely. And you're right, I did not try the carrot cake. I have not heard from the Nip as to whether what he thought of the carrot cake. And Flo got some sort of I don't know what it was, but it was like a caramel cake with a caramel popcorn on top of it. And I haven't heard from her as to what she thought either. But but yes, I am absolutely delighted. We went to the cake bake shop, and it was. My cake was absolutely delicious. I'm just not sure I would do it again. And that's no indication on how much I enjoyed it or not. It's just, y'all, when you get to be my age and granny's age and all, you know, sometimes you don't have to keep going back and doing the same things over and over again. In fact, you know, granny had said this is probably his last trip to Rat World. It's only his second trip, but he says, I feel like I've done everything I wanted to do. And I understand that. Y'all, Big Fatty's been going since 1971, back when it opened. And, you know, you had to have the coupons. You had to have the tickets to ride the rides. Yes, Big Fatty. And, but, y'all, I told my youngest brother, I was telling him about the trip and telling him how much fun we had and everything like that. Even Zach said, you know, nowadays there's really not a slow period down there at Rat World. And y'all, it gets to be a little much the older you get. And so I told my brother, I said, I will probably go to Rat World one more time, but if I don't, I'm okay, because I've done the things that I definitely wanted to do, and, you know, the things that they're building and all that. Y'all, a lot of these attractions now are based on these different characters and cartoons and all, and y'all, I just don't know who they are. So anyway, that I'm not putting a poo-poo on anybody else's good time, but oh dear gussie, Big Fatty. You know, there's a time and a place, and I think it's probably going to be somebody else's turn. You know, I'm not saying that for sure, and it's not because I don't enjoy it, but it really is expensive. There you have it. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely first day of the month of Gay Crema. And I hope you remember to say, Rabbit, Rabbit. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, as soon as I finish recording this, y'all, I'm heading over there to Shady Pines and gonna have dinner with the ladies. And Ellen, you know, that was that Ellen Degenerate. Anything you want to say to all?
Happy first day of October, Rabbit, Rabbit.
Oh, a Rabbit, Rabbit to you, too. And thank you for calling. And Bunny, Bunny, no returns.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message, or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yeah!
Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.